following, listening to the Monday Morning Mix on Radio Islam International. And we do have Maulana Ashraf Dokrat on the program for the weekly book review segment. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, in the 5 years that I'm on air with you, it's the first time we are reviewing something in Afrikaans, the Heilige Quran.
Yes, Maulana, the Heilige Quran, vertaald in Afrikaans, dear Imam Bakr, M.A. Bakr. And we are pleased to announce, Maulana, that the much-awaited revision of this Afrikaans Quran, which was translated into the Afrikaans language, is now widely and freely available. This is a revision of Imam Bakr's Quran, and we'd like to perhaps spend some time looking at this revision today, this revised version. The Quran was first translated and published in Afrikaans in the 1950s already, when Imam Bakr started his translation, and it was published then at that time by the Nationale Boekhandel, Beperk, and it was available then through them. In 1961, it became freely available, and people know that early Quran, the Heilige Quran, and that original Quran has been reprinted since then a number of times. In the 1980s, when there was a demand, the Quran was reprinted, and four times, just to see how popular it is, since 2001, it has gone through four reprints already. The original Bakr translation, the IDMF probably has had to, because of demand, reprint that original Quran. The original Quran, however, had some errors in the original Bakr translation, some of which were serious and others were less serious, and the ulama and mashaykh have been aware of this for a number of years. Nevertheless, something was better than nothing, and there was no one complete translation of the Quran that was available. Previously, we know that people like the late Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak, and it was a universal Islamic movement in Pretoria, was you know, when he was in Queen Street Masjid, had worked with Professor Jacobus Nodier, and part of the Quran was translated. There were portions of the Quran translated here in the Transvaal. There were other big portions of the Quran that were translated in the Cape as well. But there was never one complete translation or revised translation of the Quran. We always have to go back to the Bakr translation, the 1961 translation. Later, the late Imam Abdul Rashid Talab, rahmatullahi alayhi, he then set about revising the translation. Imam Abdul Rashid Talab, was the son of Imam Ahmad Talab, and his grandfather, Imam Muhammad Ibrahim Talab, or Talib, had come from India in the 1890s, and he served as the Imam of Quwwatul Islam Masjid in Loop Street, Cape Town, right up to his death in 1922. So the revision of a translation really is no easy task, and this took Imam Abdul Rashid Talab and his team some time. They had to go through the various edits, and he was assisted in this task by Mr. Farhad Khabir and Mr. Shahid Maniers. When we look at the original Imam Bakr translation, then we see that the approach that Imam Bakr used was very much the trend of translation styles in the 1950s. By and large, the translation is literal, but there is some idiomatic expression also. If we compare it, for example, to the Afrikaans Bible translation that had been amended in 1953, then it is very, very similar. For the most part, Imam Bakr's translation is literal. It is a little free where necessary, sometimes when translating idioms, etc. So, by and large, it is a very good work, and now that we have it revised, I think we have certainly something that we can keep on our desks as a good copy of the translation. Certainly no translation is the final word on any text. While we can suggest that there should be revisions, and I think people have suggested this, having a good Afrikaans translation is very important. If we consider, for example, that a large portion of the population in South Africa actually speak Afrikaans, sometimes we underestimate that number. It is said that 14% of the total population in South Africa in fact speak Afrikaans, and so there is a need. If we think about it, 7 million people in South Africa speak this language. It is the third most widely spoken home language in South Africa, and besides being one of the level official languages, it has the widest geographical and racial distribution of all the official languages in South Africa. After English, there is no language that has such a wide geographical and racial distribution, and we know it is the majority language in the western half of South Africa, the provinces of Northern Cape, Western Cape. It is the primary language of the majority of the colored people and also the white communities in South Africa. And there have been in recent times also other attempts to translate the Quran. Last year we heard from our brother Saad Fani Becker and his team in Potchefstroom. They have translated now the Quran into in Afrikaans, and they announced this to us, I think, more or less this time in May last year, that was complete also. At that stage, it was only available as a PDF and not yet printed. This revised version, now the revision of Imam Abdul Rashid Talab, is still our best option for now. It has been verified by the Muslim Judicial Council. It is widely available, having been published now at the end of 2016, and now really it has hit the market now, and it is available freely. It is also available with the English with the Arabic text side by side. So if one wants to compare with other translations, it becomes easy, or if you know some of the Arabic text, it becomes easily. Unfortunately, somewhere along the line, when the original translations of Imam Bakr's work were being reprinted, they left off the introduction of Imam Bakr to his translation. And that introduction has some important aspects about Islam. You know, it's a unladen to Islam that I think is very important for anybody who's picking up the Quran for the first time. That has been left out in the early reprints, and unfortunately in this revised translation also, strangely enough, the Unhaut contents page indicates towards it, but it is absent in the text. And I trust that inshallah IDM will take this up at some stage maybe and reprint that introduction as well. In all, I think it's a good first attempt. The book needs to be typeset in some instances. For example, in Surah 2, verse 87, where they translate وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ and they say forwar onto the book and Moses Khakhia and on sports khap, and then there's a hyphen that probably got taken through from the original, and the hyphen appears between Boetskap and Boetskappers. So they have not really edited it carefully enough for the new reader, and it certainly caused confusion for me when I was reading it. And I think we need to maybe suggest to them that they should retypeset the Afrikaans. But all in all, I think it's a good translation. It has been verified by the Muslim Judicial Council, and it is published here for us now to perhaps use it and pass it on to people from the Afrikaans community that can benefit from this text, Molana.
Who feel, Molana?
Molana, at the moment, IDM, we know, would, I'm sure, be happy with a generous donation to the work that they do. But generally, the Islamic Dawah movement of South Africa distribute these Qurans free of cost to people.
Molana, Jazakallah khair. Wonderful stuff covered this morning. We hope to speak to you next week, inshallah, also.
I look forward to meeting you next week.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.